While residents hit hard by last week's floods in Escambia and Santa Rosa County begin applying for federal assistance, work is underway at the state and local levels on repairing virtually washed away roadways. More from WUWF's Dave Dunwoody.
We've had damage assessment teams out late last week, still continuing into this week. We're discovering new storm damage. We've had some that we discovered over the weekend, and we're assessing that damage.
Ian Satter at the State Department of Transportation's Quincy office says repairs are underway on some of the roads, and they're mobilizing contractors to begin work on several others.
They're all a priority for us, and we want to get each of them started as quickly as we can. It's just that the repairs are more complex than others. If you look at Scenic Highway, for example, that is considered a high priority, but due to the complexity of that particular roadway, we have several sections that are under repair right now, but we will have another section hopefully in the next couple of days that we'll be starting on.
The washed out areas of Scenic Highway are at Baywalk Circle, Wimbledon Drive, and Summit Boulevard. The complexities that Saturn mentioned can take myriad forms, from the amount of damage to what materials are needed to complete the job.
For example, on Scenic Highway, you had drainage structures that were destroyed, so that adds to the complexity of when you're rebuilding the roadway. The location, so we still have to get permission from private property owners along Scenic Highway that we can go in and get easements so we can do some of those repairs. So we still have to follow the letter of the law in those repairs, but we are making sure that that process is going as quickly as it can.
Other work under the DOT umbrella includes Lillian Highway at Dog Track Road, U.S. 98 at Trout Road, and Mobile Highway at 11 Mile Creek. Satter says because of the multiple projects, there's no one set target date for completion.
We have numerous roadways that are under repair. Some of them have already started. Some of them will be starting in the future, and they range from anywhere to about a week to 3 or 4 weeks, just depending on the complexity of the job. So we're looking to turn these things around as quickly as we can.
We have identified 700 different sites of damages related to the storms when it comes to roads, bridges, and infrastructure in Escambia County.
Escambia County spokesman Bill Pearson says of those, more than 100 have been addressed.
Now, addressed means they've either been temporarily repaired so they're usable again, or they do have a permanent fix in place. Crews are working 12-hour days at the very least to address the issues with the remaining on that list, and they're trying to engineer plans and then work with contractors, come up with a contract to get the work on that begun just as soon as possible.
Damages to roads and bridges in Escambia alone is estimated at $23 million, and that figure could go up in the next few weeks.
Well, that's what really makes this weather event so difficult to respond to. We're seeing this all across Escambia County, so we're really having all hands on deck situation. I think everyone is doing what they can with the limited amount of time in the day to get it done.
Inside the Pensacola city limits, repairs are underway on Tarragona Street from Jackson to Gadsden Streets. Work to restore Piedmont Road, which was destroyed, should be completed in less than a month. In Santa Rosa County, Administrator Hunter Walker says the first step in road repair is what he calls getting them safed up.
To make sure that intersections are safe and roadways are safe, and if they're not, that they're properly barricaded and traffic is excluded. The biggest that we have is East Bay Boulevard in the south end of the county. County Route 399 was blown out in one place. We've already ordered the pipe and are preparing to repair that.
Santa Rosa officials have been working with FEMA and the state DOT in compiling a list of both individual losses and damage to roads and infrastructure, totaling now about $5 million. With hurricane season just 3 weeks away, Walker says there's a heightened sense of urgency to get all of the work done.
There's always a sense of urgency before hurricane season, and given the saturation of the soil and the amount of damage, obviously we're going to work to do a lot of that, what we can with our forces, but contract out in order to try to get it properly corrected as quickly as practical.
In Gulf Breeze, the assessment is on hold until floodwaters recede. Some trouble spots already identified are part of Bear Drive and on roads in the Plantation Hill subdivision. When it comes to traveling through the area amid the road construction and repair, DOT's Ian Satter has some basic advice.
If you see a detour sign, it's not a suggestion. Please do not go through that area. You're putting yourself at risk and also our workers who are in the area. So you'll see a lot of folks out there, barricades, barrels, orange vests, and safety helmets. So if you see them, please give them the room they need to get the job done.
And Satter reminds everyone, if you're stopped for a traffic violation in a construction zone with workers present, Florida law doubles the fines for such offenses. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.